Hello, this is David Baker. Welcome to the Wisdom for Life podcast. Hey, we're glad that you're here. I have a short thought, a truth for you today. Something that I find myself thinking about often, and I find myself teaching often because it's such a big deal. Do you understand you have an enemy? Do you understand that? We have three, actually. The world, the flesh, and the devil. Today, I'm going to talk about the third one, the devil. The Bible says, talking about Peter, "Behold, Satan hath desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat." Do you understand that Satan wants you? I made a meme one time, and it was Uncle Sam wants you, but yet with a picture and a finger, Satan wants you. He does. He wants you. How come? What does he want me for? Why? What does he want me for? To sift you as wheat. What does that mean? He wants to take your life and destroy it and scatter it in little pieces. That's what he wants to do. John 10:10 says, "The enemy cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy." What does Satan want to do? Steal and kill and destroy. Wow, this is a nice person, isn't it? No, he is your enemy. He is your adversary, the devil, who the Bible says walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. May what? Devour. Do you understand what Satan wants to do? He wants to devour you and kill you and steal from you and scatter you. That's what Satan wants to do. Well, how does he do it? Real simple. He gets you to do your own thing. What do you want to do? What do you want to do? What do you want to do? There are some people who worship Lucifer. And I'm sure the devil likes that. He wants to be like God and to have that. But the number one thing that the devil wants is for you to not to do what God wants. He wins as long as you don't do what God wants. That's it. As long as you don't do what God wants, then he's happy. He's good. He's fine. The Bible says, "Yea, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to Satan." No. "We have turned everyone to Lucifer." No. "We have turned everyone to his own way." Wow. When we go astray, we go astray to what? Do our own thing. The rights of the people. Me, my, mine, I. That's what it's about. When you do what you want and not what God wants, you're doing what Satan wants. You're doing what Satan wants. "Not my will, but thine be done." That's the way it's supposed to be. Jesus said, "Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" It's amazing how so much of life is what we want. What we want. "Well, I just don't know if I can do that." God said, "Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. If God wants you to do it, then you can do it. Go." "But I don't want to." Oh, that's what it comes down to. We don't want to. I understand that. Last week, I preached and taught on one of these podcasts, what to do when you don't want to do. I've been there. I've been there where there are things that I don't want. My pastor preaches a sermon and tells a story about being on a plane, and the guy who was sitting beside was arrogant and a jerk and a problem and causing issues. And he called the waitress, "Ma'am, can I move seats?" "Nope, I'm sorry, that's your seat." "Listen, I want to move seats." And she said, "Let me see your ticket." Looked at it. "You're in 3B. And that's what your ticket says. So that's where you are. Can you change seats?" "No, that's your seat." And she walks away. The question of, can I change seats? No, this is your seat. Where you are in life, that's where you are. "Truly, this is a grief, and I must bear it." Wherever you are, that's where you're supposed to be. "In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." So be careful. Not let the devil decide to get you going the wrong direction, doing your own thing, doing what you want to do. "Oh, I'm so happy I'm doing what I want." One day we will hear either, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." How come? Because we served him. We did what he wanted us to do. Or we will hear, "You are a wicked and slothful servant," and not get the rewards that we should have gotten. It's a big deal. Most people think, "Well, I don't worship and serve Satan. I'm just doing my own thing." Yeah, that's what Satan wants. Satan wants you to do your own thing. Satan wants you. The Bible says he sets a trap, a snare, Bible says that are taken captive by him at his will. Satan will set snares for people, not even realize it, and boom, whatever he wants, that he pulls it, and you're dead. You've gotten. Oh, wow, look at this big, fat, juicy worm. I'm hungry. Wait, no, don't. It's got a hook. Oh, they're gone. It's amazing how the devil will dangle out a person. Some pretty girl, some handsome guy will dangle out some friend, some popularity, something to do, and it ends up messing up and destroying you in your life. Be careful. Watch out. Don't do your thing. You do God's thing. Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. Hey, but here it is. We're done. We have the armor of God. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The whole armor, you'll be able to stand. Go to Ephesians 6 and do it. Hey, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The Holy Spirit of God that dwells in you is greater than he that's in the world. Jesus said, Matthew, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. What? How much power? All. Satan's powerful. He is called the God of this world, the prince and power of the air. But guess what? Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And our God has all power in heaven and in earth. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Hey, God bless you, and have a great week.